Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, weighing in at 190 pounds, Finn Balor!
It's the skeleton in Finn Balor's closet, that part of yourself that you don't want to think about. You only let out when you need to. It's a different level of aggression. Finn Balor, when he summons the Demon King, it's like a whole different person.
Finn Balor, here's the cover, hook of the leg. We've got a new WWE Universal Champion.
Hey, Tom, how are you, mate?
I'm really good. Last Lego purchase you made, what was it?
Ooh, honestly, it's been a while since I got married. I haven't been allowed really to play with much Lego.
You haven't been allowed? Oh, no.
Well, I'm a busy man now. You know, not only am I a WWE superstar, but, you know, I'm a homekeeper and, you know, I like to do a few bits around the house, and I've kind of got more focused on taking care of the garden and cleaning the gutters and things like that. So, you know, still Lego has a huge part of my heart, but I haven't made any purchases recently.
But there's still, I hope, part of your heart and part of your house. I like to think there's still a nice room where it all still presents itself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a room full of boxes of Lego.
There you go. That's what we like. You're back in the UK next Sunday. What's nice is, if I've got this right, Finn, the last match on the independent scene before you joined WWE, I think, was in Newcastle. I believe you were at the Riverside.
I was at the Riverside and I almost ended up in the Tyne.
You did. The venue's amazing for that, because you fall out of the bar and before you know it, you're nearly in the river. Did you have much chance to explore Newcastle when you were here last time?
That's exactly what happened in the Riverside. I got thrown into the fire exit. The doors burst open. All of a sudden, we're on the street. All of a sudden, Jack Jester, a fella from Scotland, is trying to throw me in the Tyne. And it was a hell of a night. I'm sure we had a couple of drinks afterwards in the Riverside. That time of my career was a little bit of a blur, to say the least.
A night in Newcastle is a bit of a blur for everybody, I think.
It was rock and roll wrestling, but it was a great time of many fond memories of times in Newcastle. And you know, one of my best friends in the business is a Newcastle lad, Adrian Neville or Pac, some great memories there.
Do you still get to chat to Pac quite a bit?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been friends since we were teenagers in the business, and you know, a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then. But we're in close contact quite frequently.
He's doing some very exciting things at the moment. I don't know how, I know you're so busy. I don't know how much you get to keep tabs on the work that Pac is doing over the other way.
Doing incredible work. Although I think we had a really good night here at home at my house. We watched we had a couple of beers and we watched the best bits of Roy Keane all night long. So,
that was a sensational evening.
That was a priceless night. All right, yeah.
Who introduced you to wrestling in the first place?
Ooh, when I was a kid, it was World of Sport TV. It was on World of Sport. So I remember my dad's dad, my granddad, watching it, you know, when I was very, very young. Then kind of Sky TV came into Ireland. And, you know, then it was, you know, WWF was, you know, all over the television every Saturday morning. And then I got gripped by it from an early age and kind of never let go.
Who was one of those first stars when you were watching at that age that really popped off the screen to you?
At a really young age, Coco Beware.
Nice.
He's this high-flying guy. He's not as big as the rest of them. You know, he's got a bird on his shoulder. He's doing all this. It was just, you know, for me as a young kid, that was my guy.
You've picked up quite a few bumps and bruises in the industry. One of your favorite scars, you've said, is just above your eye that was made by your brother, though. Is that still there?
I don't know if you can still see it. You know, some days it's more visible than others, but we were out in the backfields playing a bit of golf, and we'd lost, you know, our last golf ball, and we were hacking around in the long grass trying to find the golf balls, and I kind of leaned into his hack, and that was it. We got a nice little scar to show.
Is he showing any interest in the wrestling as well, your brother?
He is, yeah. He's a big fan, you know, and a big supporter. But he has not made his in-ring debut, that's for sure.
One to watch. You kept going despite the global pandemic. Wrestling carried on. WWE carried on. How did you find that transition from what you'd always known, which is wrestling in front of fans, packed fans on top of each other at the Riverside, for example, to wrestling in front of nobody? How was that transition for you?
Well, believe it or not, there was a point in my career where I did wrestle in front of nobody because, you know, at some independent levels, you know, in Working Man's Club or Community Center, you know, I wrestled in front of maybe, you know, three or four of the parents of other wrestlers. So it wasn't something that I was completely unfamiliar with. But, you know, wrestling's, you know, designed to be enjoyed by, you know, a group. And, you know, the energy that's in the building, you know, we receive that and, you know, we project that to the crowd. So it's really something that needs to be shared. And wrestling in front of no people was, you know, it was an experience, and it kind of helped me focus a lot more on my, you know, training from the past, British catch-as-catch-can style or Japanese mat-based wrestling. But, you know, all that aside, you know, glad to be back in front of the people, glad to be back, in the big arenas. Glad to be back touring first and foremost, and back out on the road and performing in the UK.
You've not long been part of the SmackDown roster, back again on the SmackDown roster rather. And you mentioned the UK there. Now there was stuff that did the rounds where you'd mentioned that you'd pitched the idea of coming to do more stuff in the UK. For those who aren't familiar, of NXT has a branch here in the UK. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? What was it that made you want to make that move across here, even on a temporary basis?
And it wasn't necessarily on a temporary basis. You know, I'm very interested in the idea of challenging myself against, you know, different performers. You know, I'd been on NXT, I'd been on Raw, I'd been on SmackDown, I'd been back to NXT. And I felt like, you know, the next kind of territory that I wanted to experience fully was NXT UK. Obviously, the office had some different ideas about that. And they said, you know, maybe there's a point in time where we can do that. But right now, you know, the journey was decided that, it, you know, I would return to SmackDown. And, you know, obviously very happy to be back on SmackDown. But the idea of, you know, a run in NXT UK is very, very appealing to me.
Who are some of those people on that brand that you like to have mixed it up with, or still would like to mix it up with, rather?
Well, first and foremost, Walter, who's a guy who I feel like we were kind of getting towards that match at the beginning of the pandemic, before international travel got shut down. That's one. You know, Jordan Devlin, someone I'd love to face again. You know, Noam Dar, someone I'd love to face again. Shad Samuel, someone I would love to face for the first time. A-Kid. Thinks, you know, tremendous potential. So there's a whole host of guys out there that are, you know, doing fantastic work, and you know, NXT UK is in good hands.
It really is. And again, a few other names there that you've mentioned you've never worked with before. Who do you think is going to be somebody that breaks out from that brand? A lot of people over in the UK, there's a lot of love for one of our own from the Northeast, Rampage Brown, who is now part of that brand as well. And do we see big things in the future for someone like Rampage Brown?
Absolutely. You know, Rampage, I know, has been doing this just as long as I have. And, you know, he's got tons of experience. He's got the look. He's got the charisma. He's got the presence. And he's got the ability. And, you know, for me, he's someone who could, you know, seamlessly make the transition to Raw or SmackDown, you know, when required. And someone who I would love to be in the ring with.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When we talk about making big changes and big moves from one place to another, there's loads of talk about promotions crossing over at the moment from all around the world, from places like Japan and Mexico and the States and here in the UK as well. The phrase Forbidden Door is thrown around a lot in regards to that. Samoa Joe, one of your contemporaries, has said he doesn't like the idea of the Forbidden Door. He says you wouldn't, you know, let a Man United player go play for Man City. Where do you stand on that? You must have heard discussions on cross promotions and things like that. Where do you stand on the Forbidden Door thing?
I love the idea of the Forbidden Door. I feel like if I have, you know, an opportunity to wrestle in Japan or Mexico or in Europe for whatever promotion, I would love the opportunity to be able to do it. You know, obviously, you know, contractually in WWE, you know, they take care of all my dates and my bookings and my travel and everything. So, you know, they organize everything. But, you know, if we can somehow, you know, set up a working relationship between WWE and these other brands from around the world, you know, I would love to challenge myself against performers from, you know, different regions.
Because you turned 40 this year, and it shocked the world. That's the biggest shock in wrestling, sir. What is your secret to being 40 and looking anything but 40?
Well, thanks very much. But I think just healthy, consistent living. You know, I don't do anything especially abnormal. I just try and not eat any processed foods, and you know, eat, you know, chicken, veg, little bit of beef, little bit of fish, little bit of salad, and you know, lay off the cookies and the beer.
Do you miss them though, or do you still indulge a little bit?
I still indulge, but I keep it to a limit, and I really treat myself on the things that I really, really love. Like, I'm not going to waste my time on like something that I'm not like massively into, but like I'll eat a massive ball of ice cream, like, because I'll enjoy every bite of it. But you know, sometimes like a burger doesn't really appeal to me, or you know, like real kind of junky, trashy kind of fried chicken or chicken nuggets doesn't really appeal to me. But you know, something like a pizza or you know, ice cream, some nice chocolate, a bag of crisps from home, which they don't have here in the US, like proper crisps, like King Crisps or something, or Tato's from Ireland.
They don't do Walkers or they don't do any Taters, do they? They're just
they're
a bit rubbish, more, Finn, let's be honest.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Finn said that, not me. From SmackDown on Friday night, you have the match against Roman Reigns. As the show is ending, big flash of red, lights come back up. No one really acknowledged it on commentary. Demon Finn Balor, question mark, question mark, question mark?
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Are we seeing demon? Is this the demon? Is the demon coming back? You've always said, nah, we're done. The demon's parked. It's fine. Are we seeing a little change of Finn Balor in weeks to come?
I feel like there's a point in time that everything is appropriate and everything is not appropriate. And this could be one of those times. So we'll have to wait and see.
Watch this space on that one. But long before that, we've got you coming to Newcastle a week on Sunday. I know that you and Seth Rollins are going to be mixing it up, and I know you guys have got a history.
Myself and Seth have a huge history. You know, we had a main event at SummerSlam 5 years ago where I beat him for the Universal Championship. But I wouldn't, you know, for personal reasons, I would put that up there for, you know, what the impact that had you know, on my career and my self-belief and, you know, my, you know, being able to adapt, you know, to circumstances in the ring on the fly, you know, that match is certainly up there. But, you know, if you really want to know what Finn Balor is about, I would say watch the most recent match from last week's SmackDown versus Roman Reigns. Got jumped by the Usos before the bell, got low blowed in the match, and still didn't tap out. And, you know, there's still a lot of unfinished business at Roman Reigns. So we're going to get to that soon.
Week on Sunday, WWE Live in Newcastle. What can people expect from a night watching the WWE Live? If they're coming for the first time.
Fun, family entertainment, great energy, laughs, excitement, and just an all-round, genuine shared experience, and a welcome back to the wrestling world, to watching live wrestling in unison.
And will you partake in a brown ale when you finish? I know you don't normally, but
for a special occasion like this, absolutely.
Yes, we love it. We love it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.